beautiful day, ladies and gents and vents. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Snaps and Golf Claps. I'm so happy to be here with you guys yet another week. It truly is a treat every time I get to do this show, and I'm extremely grateful for it. I just want to remind you guys, as always, if you are a regular listener, welcome back. If you're a new listener, welcome for the first time. So happy to have you guys here. Please do me a favor, show some love on the comments, reviews, leave a rating and a review, that's what I'm trying to say, on whatever audio streaming platform you listen to this podcast on. It really does help the algorithm, and I want this show to grow organically, but I can't do that without you guys. So if you haven't yet and you've been listening for a while, just pause this for a second, go ahead and show some love, and share this episode if you so choose to. So this has been a very interesting week for me. If you guys remember last week, I was talking about some of the realizations that I've been having about myself, about the importance of slowing down, the importance of tuning into yourself, and I just continue to compound all of those realizations. And one of the biggest things that has been very apparent is, this is a hard pill to swallow also, I will preface with that, because I think sometimes, especially the way we have been raised or the society that we've grown up in, sometimes we get told that there is only one way to do certain things, or that there isn't a way to do everything, but there is a solution for everything, and that's just the truth of the matter. And that's a hard pill to swallow, because that means you're in control of all of your situations. Granted, there are certain situations that are a little bit harder than others and have external factors, but how you react and how you let it affect you is fully in your control. That's a fact. Now, if we take a step back and assess any situation, we can find a solution. The issue is that it's not always the path of least resistance or the path that we want, the outcome that we want. We're so tied to this outcome, we're so tied to how things are going to work out in our heads, that we stay in certain situations or force certain situations or put ourselves through mental gymnastics to make a situation desirable that is truly not meant for you. And being so attached to an outcome can be a disservice to ourselves, because we're attached to an outcome for a situation that more than likely we don't know how it's going to look. And even if you do know how it's going to look because you've experienced it once, it doesn't mean it's going to be the same the second time. So it's important to go into every situation and to navigate through life understanding that not everything is going to go how you want it to go, but everything will always go how it needs to go for you. Remember, I said this before, and I truly do believe this, where everything happens for you, not to you. And in order to really understand and to really accept that, you have to release outcomes. I really love the concept of knowing that things are meant for you. The universe is always going to align to bless you in so many ways. And that is a beautiful thing, because that means that everything that is meant for us will always be ours. But you can't manifest, you can't wish for better, you can't pray for better and be attached to an outcome. Because at that point, you are now orchestrating some things that are not in your control. Again, the only things you can control are the things that are controllable by you. You, your person, your emotions, your feelings, your perspective, your environments. Those things are all under your control. External things that have nothing to do with you. Whether or not you get a promotion at work. Whether or not they text you back. Whether or not it rains. All those things are not up to you. But how you react are up to you, and how you react is what fuels your perspective moving forward. So a lot of times we're in the cycle of everything sucks, everything sucks. Everything sucks because you are letting it suck, right? And it doesn't mean, again, I always want to preface with saying, this doesn't mean don't feel your feelings nor emotions. This does mean, though, to take a step back from situations and release yourself from the outcome. Understand that sometimes things happen and it's ultimately in your protection. And you don't even know it. Because again, you don't know what's for you, but you're always being protected. I believe that I'm a divinely protected soul. I'm a divinely protected being. And I wholeheartedly believe that. Based off of how my life has gone, there's no other thing to believe. So if I do believe that I am divinely protected and anointed, amen, I gotta act like it. And the only way to act like it is to be grounded in that and to walk head up and understand that everything that happens, if I give it my all from what I can control, whatever comes out of it is what is meant for me in that time. So I'm not sitting here saying I'm divinely protected and anointed and then trying to control every outcome. That doesn't make sense. The only outcome I can control is the ones that I can control, me, my person. So that's all I'm worried about, is me, my person, how I show up for my friends, how I show up for my family, how I show up for myself, along with the other things that I mentioned earlier. There are situations that I did my absolute best. I busted my chops. I did whatever I had to do to get the opportunity, and I fell short. Me falling short wasn't off of my metrics. I know I gave it my all. Sometimes we get frustrated with ourselves because we don't get an opportunity, but deep down, the frustration is a projection because we know we didn't give it our all. So if you know you gave something your all, if you know you really tried and you did your best with what you had in that time, not with what you know now, but what you had in that moment, the knowledge, the awareness, etc., and you don't get an opportunity, it wasn't meant for you. And that's okay. Keep your head up and keep developing yourself. Keep pouring into yourself. Keep working on yourself. And that opportunity that is meant for you will be yours. I wholeheartedly believe that. Now, I don't know when, and I do think you need to have clarity on what you want, but release yourself from the outcome. And that's how you gotta move, really. Because it's truly liberating to know, like, if you're having a crappy day, being like, at any moment, I could snap out of this if I so choose to. That is a liberating feeling. But it also shows you the power that is harnessed within us. All of us have that. Sometimes it takes a little bit of overdrive because there are patterns that have been so deeply ingrained into us. And it takes a little bit longer to snap out of that. But it's possible for each and every one of us. But ultimately, you can rewire your brain, rewire your feelings, rewire your thoughts, and get to where you need to be in order to be able to walk through life with that confidence that what is meant for you will always be yours. So, if it's in your control, fix it. That's it. Too many people live in this mental prison by choice. We gotta jailbreak. Jailbreak that mental prison, because you're not meant to live in that. You're not meant to be in that, and it is by choice. So if you feel yourself going into these vicious cycles of misery and woe is me, take a step back, take a breather, and figure out a solution. How are we going to get out of this? What do I have to do? What do I have to think? Where do I have to be to break out of this? Okay, cool. Well, that's all I got for you guys today. Short and sweet. I don't want to talk you guys' ear off today, because I'm going to be doing a lot more chatting soon. I got some stuff in the works, like I alluded to before, but we getting after it. So, anyways, I love you guys. I appreciate each and every one of you. And as always, be a little better every day. Thank you.